Not again.
This train needs some serious maintenance. And this trip is not going anything like we planned.
I don't know. I kind of like all these stops we've made. And remember Ben?
Sorry, kids, but I have to ask you to exit the train one more time.
Let me guess. Is it the thingamabob or the whatchamacallit?
Neither. This time, it's the catch-em-a-what's-it.
What?
This won't take long, kids. Off you go.
No way.
What?
That sign.
No way.
What? What's no way?
Well, first we break down and meet two people traveling on a long journey, and she's pregnant. Then we break down and meet a farmer who's taking care of his sheep. Now we break down again and just happen to be right next to a sign for an inn that says, no vacancy.
And?
It's like the whole Christmas story is unfolding right before our eyes.
I still don't get it.
Well, when Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, the city was so crowded, there wasn't a room anywhere for them to stay. They ended up in a barn or a cave or someplace like that where people kept their animals. And that's where Jesus was born.
Hey, look, somebody's coming.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Bethlehem. I'm the manager of this hotel. I see the Bethlehem Express has had a little engine trouble again. Happens all the time. Usually, I have some rooms for people to stay in when the train is broken down overnight. But I'm sorry to say I don't have any rooms for you. We're all booked up.
Well, of course you are.
Tell you what, though.
Wait, let me guess. You've got a barn we could stay in?
Well, I have a barn, but someone else is already staying in it, and I think you're going to want to see what just happened there. Come with me.
Oh my goodness! Look at all this!
Oh, it's just like I imagined, but better!
Wait a minute. Aren't you the couple we met the first time our train broke down?
Yes, we are.
And you're sheep farmer Bill.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Somebody please tell me what's going on here.
Hi, kids.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be working on the whatever it is you're supposed to be working on?
Ben, I think the train is just fine, and I think this whole trip has gone exactly as planned.
What?
Ben, Connor is right. I know this trip might not have seemed to go the way you planned, but it was exactly what I planned for you. You see, this entire experience is meant to remind you that sometimes God does things in ways we don't expect and in ways we might not always appreciate. But He is always in control and He is always working out His plan in His perfect way.
No one expected the Savior of the world to come as a baby.
And I bet no one expected a king to be a carpenter.
And I bet people really didn't expect the Messiah to die on a cross to pay the price for our sins.
But that's what happened.
And every time the train stopped, you got to meet people who would eventually help tell you this story. Actually, they are showing you the story.
Isn't it amazing?
I guess it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Okay, it's pretty amazing. And it's really cool how this whole trip happened. I think it'll help me remember to trust God when things don't go my way.
Oh, sometimes the best things in life are so unexpected.